Literal Interpretation. Written by Elizabeth Culmer. Read by Opal Song.
And Hananobira.
Part 4 of The Tales from the Yellow Yard series. Ectobiologist began pestering Turntech Godhead.
Hey, Dave Sprite?
Yeah? What?
This is kind of a weird question, and I just realized I have no idea how to lead into it, so the question itself will make any sense. Blah. Huh. You go to Lohawk sometimes, right?
No.
Oh. Why not?
Reasons.
Wow. That was very enlightening. I feel so enlightened.
Cool for you. Look, is this conversation going anywhere, or can I get back to jamming with Jade? We had a groove thing going, and I can feel it slipping away with every blue word that waffles across my shades. All that music drowned in a sea of expansive Egbertian invasions.
It's going somewhere. But like I said, I'm not sure how to lead into the actual question.
Here's a thought. Why not just ask the question? Explanations can come after if needed.
Fine, whatever. Do your consorts, or Dave's consorts, I guess, treat you kind of weirdly?
Define weird.
This is going to sound so egotistical that I can hear Rose mocking me from another universe, but fine. I'll stop waffling. Do they treat you like a god?
No.
Huh. Really?
Really? Who'd worship leftover scraps, man? That would be a dumb religion. They talk about Alpha Dave that way, though, which is what you're really asking. And Jade's Iguanas thinks she's straight up the goddess of spring or some shit like that. Melted all the snow and brought back the green when she kindled the forge. They have hymns and altars and everything. And speaking as a piece of game mechanics, I can promise you that they're not faking, and this is perfectly normal for Suburb. God tier equals God. It's right there in the fucking name. This is not rocket science.
I am so uncomfortable with this.
Yeah, well, learn to deal. Hey, Jade's been reading over my shoulder and she wants to talk to you.
I don't want to deal. I want it to go away.
She says, and I quote, "John, stop bugging Dave Sprite about this. It's really awkward for some reason I can't tell you because they're not my secrets. And other reasons that should be obvious if you take a minute to think, you doofus."
Hey!
"I will talk to you later if you're still freaking out, because being a god is way more responsibility than I want, and I bet if that freaks me out, it must freak you out even more. But for now, come over and play music with us. You will feel better, and also listening to the concert we are going to put on in a few days will improve the quality of your consort's liturgical music by literally immeasurable amounts. And when a witch of space says something is literally immeasurable, you know it's serious business, mister." End quote. Oh, wait, sorry. Heart, heart, heart. Then end quote. Can't forget the love.
Well, you can tell Jade that her subtle insults to my intelligence and status as an awesome and considerate friend leader did not go unnoticed. But I'll come over anyway, because there is never a wrong time for music. And anything that might improve those hymns sounds like a good idea to me.
Word. And on that note, I suggest you blow your current popsicle stand and dais yourself up a machina in the form of a piano.
Dave Sprite, that is a bad joke, and you should feel bad.
Like I care about joke quality. Clown shit's your territory, not mine. And speaking of territory, we're in the third starboard ballroom, next to Nana Sprite's kitchen. Follow the antiphonal chanting. Turntech Godhead ceased pestering ectobiologist.
Dave Sprite! Vengeance will be mine.
The end!